I'd like to call
the Committee on Health Care and Veterans Affairs. It is still May 28th.
It is?
Yep. Oh, man. It's still May 28th.
The legislative assembly just keep moving the clock. Get back, you know.
And I want to reopen the work session on House Bill 2702, or actually open a work session on House Bill 2702. And colleagues, we have the A18s. We found that both our caucuses said go back and bring us something different. So we did, and we've come up with the A18s, and I would like to have, who wants to speak to that, to just go through it? And then I want to have the response of John. So John, do you want to come up too?
Good afternoon, Chairman Sanderson, members of the committee. Once again, I am Laura Smith, I think I am, and I still represent the Oregon Psychological Association. The A18 represents the work group that the Oregon Psychological Association can live with. What this is a work group, that it's an even playing field. It will have three psychiatrists, it will have three psychologists, and it will have one pharmacist. These folks will be appointed by their licensing boards, their own licensing boards. It has much of the language that Mr. McCauley had in his amendments. We just tweaked some of it out. We took out the prescriptive information that required them to look at a medical training model that required 700 hours. That has been removed. It also removes the language that says that the committee must elect a chair, and replaces that with language that says that the committee must contract with a mediator. In addition, it says that mediator can specify, the work group shall meet at times and places specified by the mediator or a majority of the members of the work group. That's on page 2, line 22. And then on line 26, it states that the work group may accept gifts, grants, and contributions from any public or private source for the purpose of carrying out this section. So what this does is it allows our associations to chip in and pay for that mediator. The Oregon Psychological Association has agreed to do that, and it's my understanding that the Oregon Psychiatric Association has agreed to do that. And with that this committee would report back to the legislature in February of 2010 with their recommendations.
And colleagues, believe it or not, this is very similar to how I had a bill back in 2007. It was Senate Bill 717, a scope of practice bill. And what now this group is having to do is actually go through that process with a mediator. And that would probably mean that the psychiatrist, and I had mentioned this to Mr. McCauley, would come up with about $10,000, and the psychologist would have to come up with about $10,000 to pay for a facilitator. That's about, I'm not quite sure exactly what the cost would be. I had talked with Sam Imperati, who actually ran facilitated the group in setting up the guidelines for scope of practice. And he had mentioned to me back in February, not even in association with this bill, that he'd be very interested in being a facilitator for something like this. And maybe that might be a person that you could contract with. So, with that, I'd like to have any questions.
Might be staffing costs involved in this also. Is that going to be covered by
that is usually done by the facilitator.
So the facilitator, so that money would do the staffing as well as the
does
facilitator.
The staffing and the facilitating. Any other questions?
Mr. McCauley.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. McCauley.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm John McCauley representing Oregon Psychiatric Association. We had, of course, wanted a broader-based working group, but think this is acceptable. The balance is fine. The fact that the medical board will appoint the physician members makes sense. We did agree that to have the mediator, that does make sense to move the process along. And of course, I'm going to have to take a reduction in pay to take the $10,000 out to cover the mediator.
That would be only a drop in the
minor
bucket.
Minor point.
We can make a tax deduction.
So, Madam Chair, committee members, we find this acceptable and are ready and willing to participate.
Senator Cruz? Senator Moore?
Madam Chair, move the Dash A 18 amendment to House Bill 2702.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash A 18s into Senate Bill 2702. Is there any discussion? You know that we will have to take this one back to our caucuses also. I'm hoping that we're not going to have problems with this either, but I doubt if we will. Yes, Senator Morris.
Can we take this directly to the floor?
Pardon?
We will, yeah.
This will go to the floor. This will not go to rules.
Right.
Thank you.
No, it would not go to rules.
No, Madam Chair, we need to make... This is our last day we can meet.
This is the last day.
So we have to move the bill today. Yes.
We move the bill today.
Do you have direction from leadership where they want this bill?
We will just say it will go to the floor, and then if we need to refer, we will refer.
Back to what
the president can do what he wants.
Oh, yeah. But we need to move the bill.
As long as it doesn't come to ways and means. It's
but we do have to
move the
bill.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I think it's going to be concurred by the chair of the health committee.
60.
Right.
Well, yes. Well, that's another issue.
That's a step away. We haven't got it across the floor of the Senate yet. So,
and suspend the rules on fiscal and revenue.
Yeah, well, after we've
right.
adopted the amendment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So is there any further discussion on the amendment? Is there any opposition to the amendment? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of moving House Bill 2702 to the floor without a fiscal or revenue statement.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 20 moves to suspend the rules so that we can send House Bill 2702 as amended to the floor without a fiscal. Now, that's just for the suspension of the rules, and I need unanimous consent. Is there any opposition to this? Okay, so
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2702 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2702 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered. Now, I want you to all remember that we now need to pass it off the floor, and then we need to send it to the Senate. To the House.
And see what
if they will accept it. And if not, then it'll go to conference committee. And who knows what will happen after that.
Still may be fun and games left.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I predict that we will have success in the caucuses, we will have success on the Senate floor, and that the House will concur. This is a good compromise. It's a good bill. Both parties agree to it. I don't know what more we could ask for. There is some certainty that something's going to get done. So I think it's...
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing a good job.
Well, the time frame's pretty short, and finding people to serve on this is a very short time frame. Hopefully no one's going to be dragging their feet on getting the members to the table. And we will see what we can do. Does that sound amenable? All right, thank you. We'll close the work session. Oh, did we vote?
We voted.
Yes, we'll close the work session of House Bill 2702. And colleagues, I felt I had a gold Olympic committee. You guys were terrific. I was very honored to have such caliber here.
Need a carrier for the bill.
Oh, the carrier for the bill will be me. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like to thank you for your leadership in this committee. As you and I have been doing this together for a long time, and I always appreciate your openness and your willingness to consider all sides on issues, and I think we did a good job.
I think we did too, and I so appreciate you meeting with me frequently more than weekly, we were always discussing what's going on, and I think that's so important in this process. So
yes.
I thank you for your work, and Morissette, working in tandem with what, the bills that you were going through, I really appreciated it. Senator Morissette, really appreciated your depth, your understanding, and your thoughtfulness on so many of the bills and bringing forth your ideas. And Dr. Bates, your knowledge base, too. You were invaluable to me as well as to the committee, so I do thank you.
I don't know about invaluable.
Yes, he was invaluable. Okay. All right, if we all the kudos have happened, I think finally we are adjourned.
You're free.
All right.
Free at last.